for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. We're glad to have you with us as we start a new lesson.
We're talking all about twins. Well, specifically, a festival in my home state of Ohio that celebrates twins.
Right, twins. Siblings that are born right around the same time.
Exactly. I remember growing up, I always wished that I had a twin. What about you, Garrett?
I've never thought about it too much, but it does sound pretty fun.
Yeah, well, it is fun for people who go to this festival. We're going to learn all about it in today's lesson. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Celebrating twins. What makes twins alike or different? This weekend, festival goers, many of whom will arrive in pairs, are attending a yearly fair in Ohio. Casual observers may do a double take, as many of the pairs look identical. But those observers aren't seeing double. They're actually witnessing arrivals for the Twins Day Festival, attended by twins from all across America.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 witness 这个动词，意思是目击，亲眼看见。譬如 ,We witnessed a beautiful sunset over the ocean.Astonished by the transition of the sky from vivid orange to dark purple. 我们亲眼目睹海面上美丽的日落，对天空从鲜艳的橙色转变为深紫色的过程感到惊讶。Witness 也可以当名词，意思是证人或是见证人。譬如 ,The information provided by the witness about the accident helped the police understand what had happened.证人对这起事故所提供的资讯有助于警方了解该事件的经过。如果是 eyewitness, 则更强调亲眼目睹案发经过的人。譬如 ,an eyewitness explained that the driver had lost control of the car and hit another vehicle before crashing into a nearby sign.一名目击者表示，驾驶人当时汽车失控，先是撞上另一辆车，随后撞上附近的标志牌。
Celebrating twins, that's the name of our article today. Let's talk about how twins from around the country come together to celebrate together.
We start our article with the question, what makes twins alike or different?We're not going to talk too much about this today, but it is a way to introduce this very special festival.
Yes, let's talk about it. This weekend, festival goers, many of whom will arrive in pairs, are attending a yearly fair in Ohio.
Festival goers, friends, are people who attend a festival. They go to the festival.
Right, festival goers might go to a festival to enjoy music,to enjoy magic, or to enjoy being a twin.
And we see here that this is a festival, but it's also referred to as a fair as well. Those two words can mean very similar things.
Yeah, absolutely. They are big events. While casual observers may do a double take, as many of the pairs look...identical.
This word identical is a way we use to describe some types of twins. Identical means exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Twins might wear identical shirts so that they can look identical.
Yeah, okay. So you might be seeing double. It might feel like you're seeing the same thing twice, but those observers aren't seeing double.
Seeing double. What does that phrase mean? Well, it means to see two of the same thing. This might be because you're kind of dizzy, and there aren't actually two of that thing, it just looks that way.
Yeah, a lot of times we use the term to see double if there's something wrong with our vision or if we feel sick and dizzy.
Okay, so those observers aren't seeing double. There really are two people there. They're actually witnessing arrivals for the Twins Day Festival.
The Twins Day Festival. This is attended by twins from all across America. People really do travel from very far away to come to this event in Ohio. I believe it's one of the only twins festivals in the United States.
Or probably in the world. This seems like a pretty unique thing. And I feel like America is good at this, having unique fairs or festivals for very specific things. I remember many years ago on TV watching a show all about a festival for little people.
Yeah, you can go to all different types of festivals. And as someone who grew up in Ohio, Ohio has so many different fairs and festivals in the summertime. Part of that is because many of the communities in Ohio are farming communities. And a lot of times many people live far away from the big cities. So they like to gather together for some reason. For example, I remember going to a strawberry festival when I was young. Everything there had to do with strawberries.
And in my home state of California, there is a big garlic festival every year. So these are a lot of fun. One other popular one throughout the country would be called a harvest festival. Those are usually in the fall.
Yeah, that's right. But this is a festival all about twins. We are going to learn more about it right now with our next reading.
Celebrating Twins. The festival officially begins with the double take parade down the main street of Twinsburg to the festival grounds. Spectators line the street to view the floats and pairs of participating twins. The day continues with a wide variety of games and twin contests, such as the most alike, the least alike, and best costumes. Twins having fun with other twins from around the country is what it's all about.
Spectator 这个名词是指观众或是旁观者，而特别是指观看体育比赛的人。譬如 ,Each spectator watched the exciting soccer game closely and cheered loudly whenever their team scored. 每位观众都全神贯注观看这场精彩的足球赛，当所支持的球队得分时也都会大声欢呼。Spectator 源自于动词 spectate, 就是观看体育比赛，譬如 ,We spend the weekend spectating at NASCAR races, meeting the drivers and getting autographs. 我们在这个周末观看了纳斯卡赛车比赛，并与赛车手见面与索取签名。Spectate 的名词是 spectacle, 意思是壮观的景象、场面。譬如 ,The fireworks created a beautiful spectacle in the night sky,as families gathered and watched the colorful lights above. 几个家庭聚在一起观看上方的缤纷灯火时，烟火在夜空中绽放出壮观的美景。
We now know that this Twins Festival brings in twins from all across the U.S. Let's talk about what you might see besides twins.
All right, well, you're going to see a parade, that's for sure.We learn about that in the first sentence here. The festival officially begins with the double take parade down the main street of Twinsburg to the festival grounds. Yes, friends, you've guessed it. This festival takes place in a town called Twinsburg.
So I wonder if this festival happened first or the naming of the town?
That's a really good question. But the point our article is making here is that this parade goes down Main Street.
Yeah, Main Street. That is usually the most important street in a town. That street might even have that name, Main Street.
Many times, shops or restaurants line the main street of a town.
Okay, so spectators will line the street to view the floats and pairs of participating twins. Let's talk about a couple of things there.
First of all, we want to mention the phrase to line the street. To line the street means to stand or be placed along both sides. This is ideal when you're watching a parade.
Yeah, and we can use this phrase to talk about people lined up along a street or things that are placed there. Many streets have trees lining the street.
That's a good point. So we see here that spectators line the street to view the floats. Now, a float here, friends, is something that is very specific to a parade.
Yeah, floats are large decorated vehicles in a parade. You often can't see the vehicle underneath all the decorations above it.
Here's an example of how you could use floats in a sentence. Colorful floats passed by slowly. I wonder, Garrett, if they're called floats because you can't always see the wheels of the vehicle, so it might look like they're floating.
Absolutely. I think that's a good point. You can see many beautiful ones in California at the annual Rose Parade.
Oh, the Rose Parade, another very famous parade. Let's get back to Twinsburg, though. The day continues with a wide variety of games and twin contests, such as the most alike, the least alike, and best costumes.
All right, so there's a bit of competition here. Twins having fun with other twins from around the country is what it's all about.
This is a great phrase for you to learn, friends. What it's all about. This refers to the most important part of something.
For example, having fun is what it's all about. It doesn't matter who wins.
All right, friends. Well, we are not quite finished learning about Twins Days Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio. But for now, we're going to take a break and go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The funny expression, double take. A few months ago, I was walking down the street with my headphones on, lost in my favorite song. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a guy roller skating while juggling three oranges. I kept walking for two steps, then stopped, whipped my head back around, and stared. Did I really just see that? That's a classic double take. A double take is when you look at something once, then immediately look again, because it surprised you. It seemed strange or was hard to believe the first time. It's a split-second reaction that shows shock, confusion, or amusement. For example, when my teacher walked into class wearing a bright pink cowboy hat, the whole room did a double take. Or I did a double take when I saw my little sister had dyed her hair bright blue overnight. Here are two similar sayings. Take a second look is a bit calmer and means checking again because something caught your attention. For example, the painting looked ordinary at first, but when I took a second look, I noticed tiny hidden animals everywhere. Rub your eyes describes being so surprised you think you're seeing things and need to blink hard to clear your vision. For example, I rubbed my eyes when I opened the door and saw my old friend standing there after 5 years away. That roller skating juggler moment, I laughed out loud after my double take. Life is full of little surprises that make us pause and look twice. Those expressions help us share those, wait, what moments with friends. thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Celebrating twins. Not only do twins show up, but so do scientists. From their research booths, they interview identical twins and fraternal twins alike to gather information. Researchers have long wondered whether genetics or environment influence how a person turns out. Talking with twins at the festival helps them better understand these influences. Each twin has distinct characteristics and a personality of their own. That makes meeting twins twice as interesting and twice as fun.
Characteristic 这个名词意思是特征、特性。譬如 ,kindness is an important characteristic of a good leader that makes people feel valued and supported. 仁慈是优秀领导者的重要特质，能让员工感到受重视与支持。它的动词是 characterize, 意思是描述或是什么的特征。譬如 ,her strong sense of responsibility and care for others,characterize the way she works and interacts with people every day. 她强烈的责任感与对他人的关怀体现在她每日工作以及与人互动的方式中。Characterize 的名词是 characterization, 意思是对人物的刻画或塑造。譬如 ,the author's characterization of the protagonist shows his growth over time,as he learns from mistakes and becomes more understanding. 作者对主角的刻画展现了他随着时间的推移而成长，他从错误中学习，变得更善解人意。 Okay, that's the end of today's Language Lab. Take care and see you next time.
So, what will you see at the festival? Is it just twins? Well, we find out here.Other people are in attendance.
Yeah, other people like scientists. Garrett, there are scientists who come to this festival. We read here, not only do twins show up, but so do scientists.
All right, let's find out why. From their research booths, they interview identical twins and fraternal twins alike to gather information.
There are a few terms we need to talk about here in this sentence. First, we're looking at that word booths. Booths are small stalls at fairs or markets.
Right, there might be food booths that sell tasty snacks or booths that have different kinds of games.
The other term we want to take a look at here is a type of twin.
Yeah, there are two different types of twins. One would be identical.We heard that word earlier. Let's focus on this one, fraternal.
Fraternal twins are twins who develop from two separate eggs and are not identical twins.
Right, they might look quite different. Here's an example. They are fraternal twins and have different hair colors.
So it sounds like these scientists want to interview many different kinds of people, the two types of twins,to do some research.
They want to figure out why these twins are the way they are, and probably how similar their interests or personalities are.
Yeah, they are gathering information. We read on, researchers have long wondered whether genetics or environment influence how a person turns out.
Genetics here is talking about the traits that we have in our DNA.These are passed down from our parents and can change how we look and how we act.
Exactly. For example, eye color comes from genetics. Now, we see here talking with twins at the festival helps them, referring to researchers, better understand these influences.
And they're not going to find so many test subjects or twins anywhere else. They're all in one place here.
Exactly. each twin has distinct characteristics and a personality of their own. We have this word distinct here, friends, and what we're talking about is someone or something that is clearly different from others.
For example, we could say each culture has distinct traditions. They're not the same as each other.
Yeah, exactly. And twins, although they might look alike, are very different from each other. That makes meeting twins twice as interesting and twice as fun.
That's a fun way to end this. So friends, are you curious? Would you want to visit this Twins Days Festival?
You know, Garrett, I saw a video online recently that was really cute. It was two little boys and they were twins and they were separated by maybe a door or something like that. And the mom would ask them to do an action and they couldn't see each other, but oftentimes they would do the exact same thing.
Ooh, so how could they do that? Is there something special about twins and their connection?
I wonder if this is what scientists are wondering, because maybe just because twins come from the same family, they end up doing or thinking similar things.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we are not done just yet. Right now, it's time for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的usage tip要来看twice as加形容词的句型, 它用来表示什么什么是某件东西的两倍, 这是一种倍数比较的表达方式, 用来强调两者之间在程度、性质或数量上的倍数关系。 比如课文的这一句, That makes meeting twins twice as interesting and twice as fun, 这使得与双胞胎见面加倍有趣和开心了。 如果倍数是3倍或以上, 则用数字加times来表达。 这个句型也可以用twice the加名词加of什么什么来替换。 来看例句, The new stadium is twice the size of the old one. 新体育场的面积是旧的两倍。
Friends, it has been really interesting talking about twins and the special festival in Twinsburg, Ohio. But now it's time for us to look at today's Talk About It question. Do you wish you had been born a twin? Why or why not?
Well, we did mention this a little bit at the top of the program. I think ultimately my answer is no. I'm happy with how I grew up. If you're a twin, well, you always have someone who's a lot like you. You can play with them, but I like having distinct characteristics that are just my own.
After I've grown up, I would say that I agree with you, Garrett, but when I was young, I definitely wanted a twin. I thought it would be a lot of fun to have someone my age who I could play with and understand me better. But like you said, sometimes twins tend to be thought of as a pair, as a group together, and it could be hard for them to grow up with their own identity.
Yeah. Did you ever go to school with groups of twins and have a hard time telling them apart?
I have run into that situation before, and I often feel quite embarrassed about it.
Yeah, it can take quite a while to recognize the differences and who has what name, especially if they're identical twins.
Well, now I have a question for you. Are there any twins out there? Is this festival something you would be interested in going to? That's something for all of you twins to answer in English. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.